tell you how happy I am to be here. I guess you kind of know this. I told Brother Samuel back there, it's usually when I go away to Arizona, I'm gone for 6 weeks. So I can't stand it no more. I can keep going back. I've missed you all.
We missed you
so much. I just love you. Leave one another.
Amen.
And we know that that's coming mighty soon.
Yes.
We thank the Lord for it. Time is at hand. We're at the end. We see earthquakes taking places and all the things that are happening around the world. We're just at the end, brothers and sisters. But I am just so happy to be here tonight, and I missed you all so much while I was gone. And I will have to say I've taken a whole new different outlook for streaming. And I'd like to welcome all the brothers and sisters that are listening in tonight to streaming. Welcome. I know I don't want to always have a hard time doing that when the brothers had asked about that, about streaming or videoing and stuff. And I really don't like that a whole lot. I don't want nobody to come and listen to me, but when I was out there and being a part of this service, what was going on, I just can't tell you how much it blessed my heart. It was so wonderful. I felt such a part of the service and what was going on. How thankful the Lord that I was, that just to be able to be a part of it. And so I told Brother Samuel in the back is that I've never streamed before, because I've never had no reason to stream before. Not too many people play the tape, so. So, now I had a good reason. Night that we were out and streaming, and man, I was just so excited and I couldn't wait and everything, and listen to the music, you know, as it comes on 30 minutes ahead of time. And I told the brothers, it's usually our routine, they come with a prayer request in the back and they give them to us, and then after they come, then we have a word of prayer together and we just pray right before we come out for service. And so I try to pray right at that time. I knew that they were praying and stuff, and then the music changes. And as soon as the music changes, you all know, and they're coming out. And as soon as the music changed, the Wi-Fi went off. Brother David. It wasn't his fault, but man, I was hitting refresh so many times. But it was, to be able to feel a part and to be here with you and in the service. And I must say how thankful, how honored, how proud that I am to have Brother Samuel. Greatest compliment that I could give you and to show you people is how much that I do love Brother Samuel and let him to do what he's doing. I would have never left this church if I had one speck of doubt that I knew that we wasn't on the same page, we didn't believe the same thing, we're going in the same direction, we believe the same message, and to keep this same message right before you. If I thought it would harm you in any way or this church, I would have never done it. And so I love him for it and respect him for it. And our brother William, just to what they did. And it was just to feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit and how proud and thankful that I was of each one of you. Is that what is the most important thing? Is what is you here for? I love you. You love me. You love Brother William. You love Brother Samuel. And we're here to hear the Word.
Amen.
That's what we gather together for, is to hear the Word. It's the Word that perfects the bride of Jesus Christ. Not Brother Samuel, not Brother Joseph. This message.
Amen.
Faith cometh by
hearing,
hearing the
word.
And the word came to the
prophets.
Amen. You guys are doing great. You're right at target. We keep in that direction, then we're going to see the coming
Amen.
Of the Lord Jesus very soon.
Amen.
But to be able to hear from you, to hear you in tune and prepared in unity with one another is such a blessing. I just can't express it to you enough of how much it meant to me is to be able that you can feel it coming over the radio waves. That it is, you can feel the Spirit of the Lord Jesus. And that's what you're here for. And to see how far that we've come and what you are in this Word, what a blessing it is. What an example that this church is. Brother Branham said that he traveled the world. And he said the most spiritual place there was Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Amen.
Now that's what he said. To me, the reason that it is because you've stayed in the
Word.
That's exactly right. That's how come he knew. And he knew he had a place that he could come to and to bring his Word. And that there would be a bride that would be there that would hear the Word.
Yes.
Amen. Did you enjoy the Hebrew series?
Yes.
He said it was the richest book in the Bible.
Yes.
And he said in the very beginning, he said there was a lot of nuggets.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of nuggets
Amen.
In there. I've only got about 400 of them here to quote tonight. So I hope you took your no-dos and everything else. I love you. I'm going to probably say that a lot tonight, but I'm going to try to be just hurry. I just wanted to tell you that it was a privilege and honor to be able to hear you. And I want to thank you personally as for your love and your prayers for me while I was gone and each service that calling our names before the Lord. And it meant a lot to me. And I could feel those prayers. And the Lord really gave me a good rest. And it was good to be away and just to rest and try to relax. I got to spend a lot of time out on the desert. A lot of time out on the desert, even with Brother Billy Paul and myself. And we got to go out and... You know, I told a couple of the brothers there at Voice of God, I was trying to tell them, it's like, oh man, it was hot when I left. And it's like, all right. Even streaming, it means they had no sympathy for me. But it does get hot, did get hot when we left out there. It was 86 degrees, and when it gets 86 degrees out in Arizona, there's critters out there. And I'm a city boy, and I don't like them things. But the Lord gave me just a wonderful time, and just to be able to get back and relax and to pray. And there's a lot of things going on in the work and at the Voice of God, and that we have the new Agape tablet that we're getting out to the people, and to tell you more about that coming up. And then we're getting ready to go on tour here really quick to talk about that. And I want to have services with the people. And I want to be able that what we've got here, that fire, it should be everywhere.
Yes.
That unites the bride. It is only this
yes.
word together. And
Amen.
We're really looking forward to doing that and just the many other things, the translation work and everything that we do. And it's at the end time and we're busy. And we want to be busy about the Father's business. But you're all part of it together. And it's just your love and your prayers, your support that keeps this message going to the bride of Jesus Christ. But there is, I was listening today and I was going back and listening to all the messages and trying to find, just I got to read a couple quotes. But it is a Brother Branham that really touched my heart. The word he said on the Hebrews, he said that it was, he was separating the Old Testament and the New Testament. And he was showing what it was and trying to tell the Jews back there what it was, is Jesus that it is now. And he said it was a shadow all the way down. And he said so many different things there in the Hebrews. But one of the places where he does a comparison. And this is us, and I want you to listen. He said he's comparing Israel to today. He says, and here come a bunch of holy rollers up. That's us. Praise the Lord. Are you glad to be a holy roller? He says, and the other groups of Israel, a little bit a bunch of undenominationals, interdenominationals, and they done everything there was on the map to be done. Bad, too. But what was it? They had this spiritual revelation.
Amen.
And God was with them in a pillar of fire.
Amen.
Oh, I know that they had carnal things and the people said such a bunch of backwash as that, nothing to do but kick them out. But they had the spiritual revelation. They had the smitten rock.
Amen.
They had the brass serpent.
Amen.
They had a pillar of fire,
yes,
going with them. That same God today lives with us.
Amen.
It's still the spiritual revelation. To Israel, that spiritual revelation was, who was Moses? Our spiritual revelation is, who is that? We have the same smitten rock. We have the same pillar of fire, the same God, and He's here with us tonight in every way. And we thank the Lord for it.
Amen.
And what a message we're getting ready to hear tonight. That the rejected king, where the prophet of God went beyond the curtain of time and then came back and told us what it was like on the other side.
Amen.
What a privileged people that we are.
Amen.
To be able to know what it's going to be on the other side. Brother Branham said he always feared. He said, always feared what it was going to be like over there. Was it going to be a little cloud? I wouldn't be able to shake their hands or anything. And he said that when he went beyond the curtain of time, which is so wonderful, as you notice tonight, as he said it was just like up a little hill, just up a little ways. It was right here.
Amen.
It was just right in the other dimension.
Amen.
He said he looked down and he saw his body. And he said, do I have to come back to that? Do I have to be? But he was able to tell us that there they were over there, coming running up to him, our precious brother,
Amen.
Our precious brother, and screamed out, if you hadn't have went,
yes,
we wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
If he hadn't have went,
yes,
we wouldn't be here.
Amen.
Are you thankful for that tonight?
Amen.
As we bow our heads and we welcome him into our presence, as we know that he's here with us, because that we know each one of us has brought him with us tonight.
Yeah.
And we've come under expectations, Father, to hear your word, to get closer to you, to be more like you.
Yeah.
Because truly that's the desire of our hearts. More than anything, if we're sick, we get healed, we're going to get sick again.
Yeah.
But Lord, we want to be more like you. That's what we want. I want a refilling of the Holy Spirit. It's what I want. I want everything that's not like Him to be taken away from me. Not one speck, not Wyon, Oda, nothing, Lord. Nothing but you. Lord, I want to yield myself to you, Lord Jesus. I love you so much. I want to be there. I want to be beyond the curtain of time. I want to be one of them that comes running up to that prophet and says, our precious brother.
Yes.
And then I want to yell out, where is he? I want to see him.
Yeah.
I want to see him. I'll be there on that day and so will you by God's grace. But as we live here on this earth, we have problems and we have sicknesses, we have ups and we have downs. But greater is he.
Yes.
That is in this building right now,
yes,
and right next to you, than anything that you have a desire for or have a need of. He's right here, right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. How wonderful that he is. And he's here to meet the need.
Yeah.
That all we have to do is just reach out and touch him.
Thank you, Lord.
And accept it and can have it.
Amen.
As royal seeds in Abraham, it's our right,
Amen,
to be able to do it. It's our God-given right.
Yes.
It's the reason he came. It's the reason he died on the cross.
Amen.
That's the reason the whole plan of salvation. Amen. Just say, Lord, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it for me. I believe it for my wife, my children, my daughter, my grandchildren, aunts, uncles, cousins. I got enough faith for myself. I got enough faith for them, Lord. It might not look like it. It might not seem like it, but Lord, you're at work. Because I believe it. I put that anchor down. I drive it down deep. Praise the name of the Lord. As I ask our brother Samuel to come up and take these requests before the throne tonight, I want you to think in your heart that, Lord Jesus, you know what I have need of. And Lord, I'm just going to raise my hand to you because I want you to know that I love you. And I believe, Lord, tonight that I'm going to get what I'm asking for. And I'm going to be closer to you tonight, Lord.
Yes.
I'm not going to be the same person that walks out that door as I walked in this door.
Amen.
I'm going to be more like you.
Yes.
I'm going to be closer to you. I'm going to be a written epistle read of all men, Lord Jesus. And I just ask you, Lord, to be with us tonight.
Yes.
And we welcome you, Lord.
We will.
So let's just sing our song as we welcome him.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He grows.
Lord, for Calvary. Lord, you predestinated before the foundation of the world, sons and daughters, and here we sit tonight, Lord, ready to hear your word, Lord, ready to feast, Lord. We love you. We thank you for the message and the messenger, Lord. We appreciate it, Lord, that as our brother Joseph has said, if he hadn't went, Lord, he quoted Brother Branham and saying, if he hadn't went, we wouldn't be here. Lord, thank you for that prophet. Thank you for that messenger, Lord. Lord, what an opportunity we have, Lord. We come here, we just want to be drawn closer to you. And these prayer requests, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're on the scene. We know you're here. We want to make you welcome, Lord. And I think of that woman, Lord, that went to wash your feet that day. Lord, she made you welcome, Lord. She just was crying and wiping your feet with her tears. Lord, she was making you welcome, Lord. Oh, God, and it came back. Though your sins be many, they are forgiven. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us. We're just human and we fail you every day. But Lord, we want to worship you. We want to tell you that we love you, Lord. And Lord, you'll speak back to us tonight, Lord. We know that. We're under expectations. We thank you, Lord, for the prayers that you've answered already. For bringing our brother Joseph home and his family. For giving the rest and that he needed. Lord, we ask that you just continue to have your hand upon him and bless him abundantly, Lord. And in this service, we ask, Lord, you just come down. We want to make you feel welcome, Lord. We love you. We commit these prayer requests in each heart to you. And we know you don't fail or make mistakes. We commit it all to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
presence of the Lord.
Amen.
So wonderful to be back at the tabernacle tonight.
Amen.
Truly, we are together again. Amen. And something good is going to happen. Amen. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again.
Just praising the Lord, we are together again. He is on our soul.
promise.
Amen.
My heart's just bubbling over to be here. And there's a song I'd like to sing is Can't You See Why I'm So Happy.
Amen.
I'm always thankful for that revelation of this message that we have in this time.
Amen.
Oh, can't you see?
Hearts,
our souls, our minds, everything, Lord. Let nothing hinder us as we hear your word tonight, as it feeds our very soul. Amen.
Amen.
Let's just sing our national anthem then as we welcome God's prophet to this pulpit to bring us the words of eternal life. Jesus Christ in Jeffersonville, the message, the rejected king. What a privilege it is to welcome to this pulpit to bring us this message, Brother Branham. God bless you.